It is the number, Neil Atkinson, with Rob Gutman, with Kieran Molyneux, John Gibbons. The number for this one is number 11. We're going to fly through these. There's quite a number of them, of the number 11s. We're not going to do the current holder of the number 11, who is the third highest goal scorer ever for Liverpool. You've heard a lot about him, but we will do everyone building up to him to an extent. A couple of players were more famous for different numbers, so we're going to get to Robbie Fowler at some point very briefly, who obviously wore 23 and 9. Roberto Firmino wore 11 along, well, sorry, 11 and 9, and Vladimir Schmitz wore 7 and 11. So obviously they do a lot of the Liverpool work in a different shirt, so we'll focus more on a few others. Jamie Redknapp also moves number and ends up at number 11.
Ian Callaghan was 11.
I mean, he was, but we were just Premier League. I'm not discussing all 848 games of Ian Callaghan.
Arrowsmith or something.
Yeah. Peter Thompson. No. It's the Premier League ones, but it does start with someone who sort of straddles a little bit of a divide in Mark Walters, who ultimately, Rob, has a bit of an odd Liverpool career. He's around for some sort of big moments, but just never quite looks good enough ultimately to be a standout Liverpool player, despite however well he did at Rangers.
Yeah, there's a joke, I think, in, what's it called, in The Office, where the accountant guy's being given an appraisal and he's asked, asked the question, he goes, what was your biggest disappointment? And he goes, Alton Towers, which I think is a great joke, right? I thought, what was my biggest disappointment? I go, Mark Walters.
Really?
Yeah.
I've invested a lot in him. Gets 124 games all comps, Mark Walters, but only ever scores 19 goals for Liverpool. He does get 11 in the league in 92-93.
He arrived as not to be exactly John Barnes' heir apparent, but to come in and give us another exciting winger.